Amid an economic disaster and food shortage, Savunga, a community on St. Lawrence Island, harvested a 57-foot bowhead whale on Friday, the second whale for the community last week. For 8 hours on Friday, Isaac Kalawi, president of the Savunga Whaling Captains Association, says whaling crews fought 13 miles of opposing tides and currents to tow the giant bowhead to land. Then most of Savunga, men, women, children, and elders, gathered on the beach to help haul the animal ashore.
Every time Savunga gets a whale, especially this time of the year, it's a real blessing for the community. Everybody gets together and work as one person.
Kalawi says the meat was shared throughout the community and with Gamble, the other village on the island. These two whales come amid an island-wide food shortage. After gathering one-third of its yearly walrus harvest, St. Lawrence Island declared an economic disaster in August. Perry Pingawi, alternative commissioner for the Savunga Whaling Captains Association, says the whales substitute for a sizable portion of this year's lost subsistence take.
Replaced a lot of our walrus meat, and there's a lot of happy stomachs out there. You can't compare it with walrus, but these two whales are a substantial portion of what we don't have in our homes with food.
Though the whales substitute some of this year's lost walrus protein, the whales do not replace the walrus's lost ivory, an important cash source for many of the island's residents and their families. The whales were Savunga's two final strikes of the year, an annual quota set by the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. It is extremely unusual to harvest whales so late in the year.